Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. South Queensland has woken up to another wet day with slow-moving systems causing an absolute drenching. Widespread daily rainfall totals of 30 to 130 mils were recorded across the Warrego River catchment in the past 24 hours. Flood warnings are also active for the McIntyre, Ballon and Weir River catchments, while Darling Downs sheep graziers should keep an eye on lambs and sheep. The Queensland Premier has reneged his promise to get on board with renewables, declaring the coal industry will be a major player in the state's economy for decades. Stephen Miles making the pledge at a town hall meeting in Mackay to an audience of miners. Meanwhile, the Mining and Energy Union is discussing possible redundancies with the Commodore coal mine expected to change hands in September. The MEU claims Boomer, in charge of operating the mine since 2001, will hand over the operation to EPSA Group. The union's top priority is the mine's 140 employees. We have contacted Boomer and EPSA Group and will provide updates as they come to hand. Queensland's newest correctional centre near Gatton has welcomed 40 new officers to join its team of 800. The Lockyer Valley Correctional Centre will house 1,536 inmates cared for by custodial officers, case managers, psychologists and allied health professionals. And if you see unleaded petrol for $1.90 or less, fill up. That's the advice from RACQ's Dr. Ian Jeffries, with a fair price in the Darling Downs today being $1.90.9. He also says despite the common misconception that retailers hike their prices over school holidays, petrol costs are pretty fair right now.
Look, $1.90 is unfortunately the new norm in regional Queensland. Looking at where international prices are going, it's unlikely we're going to see petrol prices much lower than $1.90 in the next year or so.